Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Sarah Mkorongo, aka I'm Music Criticism, and today I'll be talking about Ibrahim Hamad. But before I talk about him, I want to confess about something. Lately, I've been doubting myself, thinking that when I'm recording podcasts, they're actually not good enough. Oh, they are trash, like absolute trash. Maybe that's why they are low views. But then maybe it's because I'm not consistent enough. So yeah, I've learned that I shouldn't doubt myself when I listen to those recordings. Oh, I didn't actually sound bad as I thought I was. So I've learned that I shouldn't doubt myself. I should just do what I love and just do it. If anyone doesn't like it, then that's tough. I can't live to please everyone. So let's go back to business. Where is the information? Okay. Important facts about Ibrahim Hamad. According to Everypedia, it states that Ibrahim Hamad, born February 25, 1983, is a Sudanese American business executive and talent manager who is represented rapper J. Cole. He is also the president of the Dreamville Record label and the older brother of Rap Bus. From my point of view, Ibrahim Hamad was the brains behind the formation of Dreamville Records because he aimed to start a record label. Therefore, this is why he is the president of Dreamville Records. Moreover, the fact that he is the older brother of Bass is probably a slight reason why Bass is one of the first artists to be signed to Dreamville Records, as in Dreamville Records partnership with Interscope Records. With the rapper Bass and talent manager Ibrahim Hamad, it seems to be one of the reasons why Dreamville is all about supporting artists. Moreover, Everypedia states that Ibrahim was born in Paris, France, but moved to the United States at a young age. He first met J. Cole when they were both students at St. John's University, Queens. They bonded over basketball before music. Hamad didn't even know that Cole rapped until he heard a freestyle in his car over 2 years after they first met. From the information above, this proves that J. Cole and Ibrahim Hamad had a close friendship. Therefore, it is probably another reason why they are the founders of Dreamville Records. As stated by Everypedia, Ibrahim is the mastermind behind J. Cole's exclusive brand. So, from my point of view, it means that Dreamville Records would not have come into existence without the skills of being a business executive, and talent manager. So, yeah. That is my information about Ibrahim Hamad. Basically, there were two friends who attended St. John's University, Queens. J. Cole was more passionate about music, so that's why he was signed to Roc Nation. But then, after some time, he wanted to create his own music without anyone restricting him on how he should distribute his music to the world. So that's why he and Ibrahim Hamad formed Dreamville Records. Wow, Ibrahim Hamad always needed to start a record label. So with the help of his friend J. Cole, they both put their ideas together where J. Cole would bring in his music and he would manage the artist, while Ibrahim Hamad would actually be the talent manager who, yeah, guides the artist and makes Dreamville Records the best it can be. That it is, sorry, today. So, thank you for listening to my podcast. If you're interested, you can follow my Instagram account at @IAM_MusicCriticism. So, thank you. Have a good day.